Welcome among the Rollist. 2 months ago, I had the pleasure to fly to Italy. At first, I didn't plan to record anything there, but I happened to find a very lovely tabletop RPG shop where there were extremely friendly people and where there was even a local author of tabletop RPGs. So I could not resist to record a little interview with them there. Sadly, as it was totally unplanned, I didn't have any of my usual recording equipment. So as a result, the audio quality of this episode is sadly not up to the standards which I try to maintain with the Rollist podcast. I apologize for that, and I hope that you will enjoy nonetheless listening to these interviews, which has been a real pleasure to record with those local role players. So, without further ado, please pass through the door of Stratagemma, the role players' headquarters in Florence, Italy.
Totally random, I didn't plan for that, but once again I'm taking advantage of my personal holidays to check if there's a role-playing shop where I am. And I'm here with Cassandra?
Yes.
Cassandra, could you tell the listeners where we are?
So we are actually in the real role-playing heart of Florence.
In Italy.
In the heart of Italy, in Tuscany. It's a very funny day as well. This shop was actually created in, if I remember properly, in 1988. And it's actually nearly the only one that really survived anything that happened to the economy or anything else. It's so much more than just a shop. There is a community around it. The people that work here, I mean, the owners, the shareholders are really passionate about it. They really put, you know, their heart and sweat in it because they really love it and they love the people. They're very nice people.
It's a beautiful shop. There's a lot of choice. Yesterday, I checked the internet. Not only I found that there was a shop, but you're even running games in English here.
Yes. Today, there is just over there D&D session, I think 5, yes. Quite a novelty, actually, although they all speak English. As far as I know, they are partnering with a university, British school. So it was a really cool idea, and I was discussing the possibility to do this myself, to be a dungeon master, or sort of, in English, because I love speaking English, so...
Would you master Dungeons & Dragons as well, or do you have another favorite game you'd like to
introduce? Well, I was a DM for quite a few years, but then I bumped into LARP, so I became mostly a LARP organizer. At the moment, if I had to master myself, I'd probably go without rules or very little rules, created by myself, or using some like Elish. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's just reasonably old RPG created by some Italian people. You don't use dice, and it's very simple. It's more narration, okay, and the players need to trust the master, you know, and each other so that you play well what's happening in the game.
Well, that's a good segue. Do you have any Italian games which are especially popular or do you find especially interesting to discuss? I think your wife is nodding her head very strongly.
Yeah, I think you should have. Should ask my wife, yes. She's not my wife, by the way.
I let her finish her salad and then I will ask her some questions. But before I ask her, are there Italian games you would recommend to check out or you wish that people across the world would know about?
I think I'm not the best person to answer this question because, as I said, I was sucked into LARP and, you know, I left the scene of table games a little bit. So I knew a few things, I played a few things. For instance, the DM... who's playing right now, you know, in the other room, he created a very cool game, a very cool setting for an RPG, and I played with him a couple of times. It was just demo to test it, etc. It was really cool, and I love it. I remember the name, though.
The other one.
Mind blow. Yes. That's really cool. I loved it. And he's really, really cool.
You mentioned LARP and going around Florence. I can only imagine how incredibly awesome it can be to LARP in Florence. Are your game in the town itself or outside in the woods? What LARPs are you playing?
I'd say, I play, I played all over Europe, I think. But I say around Florence and in Tuscany, in the countryside, woodlands or manors and places like that. Not in the city. It would be difficult because if you just go 50 meters away from here, you're gonna see crowds of tourists, and that's basically nearly all the year round, and it's gonna be really difficult.
It doesn't get really quiet in the winter.
Like, but probably at 4 a.m. it could be, but you know, it doesn't really get like that anymore. So it's gonna be difficult unless you're gonna play something in present time, basically. You could play something like that.
The last one maybe here.
Yes, true.
Sorry? Could you repeat?
It's a little, just one evening, one shot LARP with players, both people that never played LARP and people that played LARP as well. And I was an NPC. Were you a player or an NPC?
I was a player.
So my friend, no wife. Gonna be upset now. She wasn't late. And it was basically contemporary, so it was in the present time. So
it's actually set in the
Hi everyone. I'm Cassandra's wife. No, sorry, I'm not. But was
I think everybody's extremely confused now.
Yeah, of course. Was set in the what's the name? Probably the Umbra of
yes, it was vampire.
You know, it was World of Darkness.
Yes, anyway.
So, you know, like the spiritic world.
Yeah, right, okay.
Between the worlds.
Yeah, I was a crazy, crazy lady.
Yeah, yeah. You were like the time, were you? You were like the spirit of time?
Yes, yeah, sort of. Yes.
And there was like...
I had information, but nobody was able to get the information out of me, so...
She was just... She was playing actually the mental old lady.
Mental, yes.
And then there was... werewolves, vampires, changeling, and all the kind of cool stuff you can find in the World of Darkness settings. And was nice.
Yeah,
the story was really cool. Even the new players enjoyed. It was very easy, very, you know.
Yeah, I think there are some pictures on the shop's website, and it was nice. Obviously, it was played with low lights.
Some how you get to call it.
Well, it was a simple thing, just to introduce people to this type of game, basically.
Lots of imagination involved.
Yeah, but still, it was quite funny.
When people
are friendly and they enjoy themselves and enjoy each other's company, it gets easy, obviously. So yeah, it was done in this shop anyway. So it's one of the many things that really there's an amazing number of activities they do around games. They're always open. Like if you have an idea for a game and you want to test it. Really open to that, they're gonna support you. Really cool, really cool place, really. The people make it cool, really.
Cool.
Feed the nerds.
The shop feeds the nerds.
So, would you have a message for, well, I guess that would be your message for players across the world to come to Florence and visit Stratagemma?
Stratagemma, yes. I'd say so. I lived in England for quite a few years, and in Manchester there's a shop which is similar to this, but nothing like this. I haven't found anything like this anywhere else, to be really honest. Again, it's not just because of the shop, it's for the people and the community and all the events they do, and the way it is, it's really nice.
Awesome, thank you very much, Cassandra.
You're welcome, thank you, bye-bye.
I'm sad when I think of my Rosemary. Sometimes I think my heart will break in two. I left her back home out in Italy. rain is bright and skies are always blue. Beneath the soft Italian moon, birds are singing, love they're bringing soon. On the shores of Italy, there my sweetheart waits for me. In my dreams I always hear how she says, baby, come back to me, and I'll take a ship someday. Then I'll sail far, far away.
Another person though, I'm talking with the friend of Cassandra.
Hi everyone, I'm Sarah. Nice to meet you all.
Hello Sarah. First of all, before I forget, since you know the community here, somebody asked me, somebody from Modifuse, apparently they knew your shop, and they asked me to say hello for them, so the people make Achtung Tulu.
I played that. So nice. So nice. We had this 48 hours run of role play games at the beginning of February, and we played also 6 hour one shot of Achtung Tulu. Was amazing.
What was the story about?
The story we were agents from the, I think, MI6, the secret agency in England, and we found out that a Nazi airplane destroyed all the British planes in one night and was devastating. So we investigate about this new technology the Nazi were putting on the war, and we fly to Germany to find out anything about this. It was very nice.
It's a question I ask to a lot of people in different countries. What do Italians play? Do they play really a lot of Dungeons & Dragons and a few other games? Do they play a bit of everything?
So, I can't answer by my point of view. I start role-playing probably, oh my gosh.
When did you start it and how?
15 years ago.
So basically when you were 0 years old?
No, actually not. When I was 15, actually. Even if I don't look like I'm started getting old. I started with some friends. My very first one probably was Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, just to try. Really got into it. And then I tried Vampires, The Masquerade, and then the hill went down and I never stopped.
It's a slippery slope, they say in English.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. Now the world is expanding. Even in Italy, we get more things from around the world. So probably where, 20 years ago, probably we get to have just the Dungeons and Dragons. Now we have everything from Star Wars, or even our own. I mean, we have some Italian roleplay game that is very nice. Like Sine Requie is a setting based on an alternative story after the World War II. So zombie involved, another world order with the Fourth Reich set in Germany. America is fully gone. We lost France and Spain. In Italy we got the Sanctum Imperium. So again, what's the name? Inquisition. Inquisition, that's the word. So everything is ruled from the church. And in Russia, we have this sort of machine world. Everything is mechanic. Everyone can have mechanic arts, or and everything is ruled by this czar, Z.A.R. And it's so crazy. I mean, and the guys that made this game are actually mental. they came out with another game just for beginners, a fantasy one called Ultima Torcha. It would be like Last Torch. It's great. And so it's a very vanilla fantasy roleplay game for just beginners. Easy rules, really nothing. Easy to go. And then another is Nameless Land, or as Cassandra said, the game that Eddie, the man over there, mastering for the D&D.
The one who said he was too busy to answer my question. So he's losing some free advertisement, except what you are saying.
Yeah, but he's a cool guy. But
he seems very cool.
He's so sad in the mastering. He's in the mastering. He's an amazing master, though. In Ascensia, he made a book. I think it's a setting for Savage Woods. And also the Mind Blow one, that is a kind of investigation, but I never try it, so I cannot know. Cassandra know better. And also one of the guy, the husband, the real husband of Yuka, that is one of the owner, is came out with another game, like a steampunk post-apo roleplay game, set in Florence, called The Gear.
And that sounds super cool.
I was in the beta testing. Mm. I can
follow in the book, right?
Yeah, it's based on his book. He came out with this very nice book. One is Ingranaggio, La Carne, Il Vapore. But you know, you can ask him, but would be the Gear. Actually, the name is The Gear, and now he came out in Modena Play, that is an amazing like convention or like a fair of gamers. And he came out with a second book. Can't wait to read it. We are growing as developers of roleplay game as well, and it's nice because probably it's not that used for Italian to get into these things. We are the niche, so we are the cool niche actually.
You mean the Italian population?
No, of course, the Italian geek.
So the flesh, the gear,
flesh, the gear, the,
and the steam. So
the flesh, the iron, the steel,
the
flesh, and the steel, and the steam.
Yeah, we get lost in translation, so apologize
from
for that.
From Valerio Amadei.
Yes, read it. I mean, sorry, it's still in Italian. Probably will be translated, I hope so.
I've been telling him for ages.
It's very nice. Especially if you are from Florence, I mean, you can find places in here. Yeah.
Is the shop in the book?
It's not.
Oh, because it's a different pathway in history.
I could be a different pathway with a role-playing game shop.
It's probably half of Florence is gone because we have the world population have.
Don't tell.
I will not tell.
No
wait
spoiler.
For the translation, but no wait again for the game because I beta tested. It's amazing. It's very nice. It's really very nice. Very, very well done. Very well done. It's different.
Excellent. I must say, going through Florence, to me, it's a very inspiring place to make up stories for role-playing games. This morning, we went to Galleria...
degli Uffizi.
Galleria degli Uffizi. Yeah. And I've been typing on my phone all the way ideas for a story of a game called Nephilim.
Is it the horror setting for... I think they have the manual here. Probably I look it for the illustration. Could it be something like a horror setting with angels and stuff?
Sort of. It's immortal beings traveling through time.
I think it's the one with a white font on the.
I see Trigon there.
Yeah, they have even Trigon.
Oh wait.
Yeah, they have really lots of games.
You
can get lost in there.
There's so many games. It's really cool, and it's not too dominated by something. You got The Strange, you got Numenera, you got loads of indie games, I guess, over there in that.
The little ones.
Yeah.
You know, Cthulhu, The Call of Cthulhu. You know that?
Yeah.
That's so amazing. How did they came out with an idea like that?
I'm part of a network called the RPG Academy Network, and I always recommend the same show among them. There's loads of shows there, but the one I keep recommending is called She's a Super Geek.
Yeah?
It's a show dedicated to highlighting women game mastering.
Great.
And they got an episode playing Cthulhu.
It's so nice. Have you ever played?
I saw you playing it. Yeah, I remember that.
It's so mental. Because you don't have the tongues. You have to think everything.
So is there any game there you forgot? An Italian game which you want to have a word?
This is Cine Requiem.
Cine Requiem?
Yeah. You play with carrots. Cool. Not with dice.
I love when it's like that.
It's so nice. And I would recommend it. The other one from the same mental guide is this, Ultima Torcha, so The Last Torch. And probably even the Ultima Anello. So this is based on the Lord of the Rings. Yes, it's Italian as well.
Italian!
Yeah, actually, I know Amado. Do you remember Amado from The Conquest?
Yes.
He made this?
Yeah, so we met that guy.
Yeah.
Amado Angulo, playing LARP in Germany.
We played together.
Near Hannover.
Yeah, he found out that I played this game. He said, did you like it? Oh, yes, it was very nice. Yeah, but what do you think about it? Be more specific. So why are you asking? You want to try it? No, I made it. Oh, really? So it was amazing. Thank you. So
my wife is hiding there. She doesn't like being recorded, but she's about to master One Ring, which is...
Oh, really? Yeah. The English version.
Yeah, the English.
Yeah. You go, girl. I'm trying to master as well, but I'm so chaotic that I cannot keep all together. But I will try. I will make suffer somebody. Yeah.
Anything last you had to listeners across the world?
No, please keep playing. Keep playing because it keeps you young. Look at me. Yeah. I'm 30.
And she looks...
No, you're not. You're lying. You're some kind of... Maybe you're a vampire. There's no direct light there. Can you go in the middle of that court?
I can, but I don't want to get tanned. Yeah, no, actually I am. But yeah, you keep playing. Spread the word. Because it's so... The role-play games are so useful, even from, outside the ludic, the fun part or the fun side, just to have, an experience. Is so helpful for a lot of parts in life that you can really solve problems with that spectrum. I think probably it's just a...
No, you're right. I mean, it helps me in my work.
Exactly.
You develop social skills and confidence.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Oh,
grazie
that's
mille.
Real Italian. Grazie a voi.
Discorsi coloristi nel caffè degli artistici per parlare del buon vecchio bla 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 per parlare del buon vecchio bla bla bla.
I'm now here with Valerio Amadei.
Hello.
This is your shop strategy?
No, I'm just sometimes helper. Yeah, more or less, it's my wife's shop, so it's pretty much similar.
We talk about with your friend and your wife, you are the author of a series of novels and also role-playing games.
Yes, I wrote a few novels, three books. The first one was short tales collection, and then novels about a post-apocalyptic steampunk world. And now me and another guy that is one of the owner of the shop too, we are planning and creating the role play based on this world. Will be something pretty new, I suppose. We can't tell much because it's not published already, so it's a top secret project. But anyhow, we hope we will publish it in a year from now, more or less. And it will have pretty innovative rule system, because it's based on deck building and complete management of the casuality, by the player. Because you have your deck that it's your character. How do you call it in English? The paper with all
the character sheet, your statistics.
Good. That's the character sheet. And
sheets.
Yeah, sheets with many, many. You have your own hand of cards, and you have good and bad cards in that, but you can choose when to play them. So you decide when to succeed and when to fail, not the dice. Anyhow, it's based on this world, and the main characteristic is that it's a post-apocalyptic steampunk world where global society collapsed, no more long-range transports, no more complex technology, so you need to base on mechanics and thermohydraulics and of course biology, because they spent all the resources they had to understand what was going on. In this, you have reanimated dead bodies as machines, because they get so angry, they were starving because of lack of work strength. They have to reanimate dead bodies, and that's probably the most characteristic topic of this world, with the techno-empowered armor of the army. That's something like steampunk Iron Man, and technosophists, people living at the border of society and still using ancient technology. That's our technology, of course.
Great. I was asking, is there any Italian games that you would recommend to players around the world?
Of course, first of all, Sine Requie. Sine Requie, it means without rest in Latin, and it's made by the couple of actors most famous and probably able in Italy. It's a game, D-Day, Allies arrives in Normandy, but the dead rise up. We don't know why. And here begins the zombie apocalypse in a very different way. Zombies are undestroyable, even if you shot them in the head. Completely different. There are many types of death, going from the normal zombie, brainless, just going to eat in the flesh, to the one called Diabolicus, that's smarter than a man and has diabolic powers. So it's something very interesting. The deaths are not the most interesting in the game, they're just choreography. No, I mean scenography.
The big puppet master.
Yeah, that's it. Italy is again under the Sanctum Imperium, so under the Pope. They have Templars with very great two-handed chainsaw swords. There is the Fourth Reich, so Nazis took the power. There is the Soviet, where the technology grew up very far away, and they have like brains in robotic bodies and stuff like that. Big cities closed into giant steel shell, living like machines, like a gear in the machine.
It's a very famous and articulated game. It's 15 years more or less that they're going on with new
supplements.
Yes, supplements. And then I'll go very far on this. It's L'ultima torcia, it means the last torch. Same authors, it's just a starter. A very easy system, fantasy starter. Nothing original except that it's really to play and it's the perfect game to introduce to role-playing new young players. So that's its very good point. Urban Heroes.
Urban Heroes.
It's a contemporary setting.
Is it apocalyptic again?
More or less, but not so clearly. A big cataclysm took part, but didn't destroy the world.
Okay.
The world is our same contemporary world with global society, social networks, and reality shows, and so on. But it has been a great spread of Z particles, superheroes grew up, but it's very punk and political incorrect, so there are superheroes riots, corporative heroes, rebel heroes, it's a continuous clash of ideas and social groups.
Would you have anything to say to encourage people across the world to come and visit Florence and Stratagema?
Yes, of course. To visit Florence, it doesn't take much. It's one of the most famous city all around the world.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And it's because of reason. It's a gorgeous city. It grew up through centuries, and you can feel and breathe different stratification of history and culture and art and also poor life. It's an amazing experience, and if you can, you should try it. Stratagemma, well, it's pretty much the same, but focused on the game world. So, anyhow, I can assure you that if you come here, you will find something you didn't thought and probably something you were looking for and you weren't able to find. And if you don't, I will pay you a beer.
Awesome. Anything to add about Italy and role players?
What can I say? Role playing in Italy is growing up and is growing adult. Always more player, always more mature. I mean, in the thematic, we authors are growing up and we are becoming a little army. Convention are spreading and growing. I am pretty satisfied. And what I want to say is play. Everywhere you are, whoever you are, play role playing, because it's a part of your life that you would regret you didn't experience. It's something that gives you, like books, it gives you the opportunity to travel and live through different worlds and different lives. But role playing, in every shape it takes, even live action role playing, or also video game role playing, it's the same, but you are in the middle of the action and you take the choices, so it's the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Well, arrivederci.
Spread the word. Arrivederci.
This episode included On the Shores of Italy by Albert Campbell and Henry Burr. Café degli Aristici by Saki Sed. And of course, Solta o Frango, our theme song by Bandido Roll. The Rollist Podcast is a proud member of the RPG Academy Network, home of the eponymous podcast, the RPG Academy, of which I recommend you to check their recent show and tell with Christopher Gray, where he talked about his Kickstarter for Happiest Apocalypse on Earth. I hope you have enjoyed this show. If you did, please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. A review like this one from Asako So, who I had the great pleasure to meet in person at the UK Games Expo. Top Fun Belgians in London. I've really enjoyed the 3 episodes of the podcast I've listened to. A fun mixture of RPG discussions, film reviews and interviews, both longer discussions and more random vox pops. excellent stuff and highly recommended. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you again, probably at Dragon Meet, Asako, or maybe sooner. The invitation extends to everyone if you are in London on June 26th. This is our monthly Ludrings and Dice. This time it will be at the Tank and Paddle. Thanks to Cassandra, Sarah and Valerio from Stratagemma. It's been a pleasure interviewing you and discovering your shop. I really, really wish I had more time to spend over there, and I do hope I will have an opportunity to come back in the future. And also thank you to Paolo Zanella, Fumble GDR, GDR Unplugged and Nuria, who helped me on Twitter to sort out the title of this episode. Thanks very much. See you back for episode 22. It will be the first part of our multi-part episode dedicated to the UK Games Expo. See you soon, and in the meantime, have good games.
Nós é tipo bem Jesus, todo mundo a gente ama. Ainda mais se for gatinha, rola até levar pra cama. A gente topa tudo, sapatão e bigoduto na hora do piriri. Cai em mim outra vez,
vai batuque!
Rolê, rolê, rolê.
Solta o frango e vem com a gente.
Rolê, rolê, rolê.
Solta o frango e vem com a gente.
Avanti, miei cagliardi! In marcia! Vai, vai! Seguitemi!
Branca, branca, branca! Neo, neo, neo!
Ma dove va quello là?
Ghione, mezzo, somma, cianna, cianna, armata da galeo!
Take one!